I will say we have the incredible privilege this week to close out the second Chumash, Parsha of Chumash Shmos, with the reading of Parshas Pekudei. And Pekudei, of course, goes through the accounting of everything which was collected for the Mishkan. The Torah relates to us something amazing. This is in Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Chof Beis, chapter 38, verse 22. Ubetzalel ben Uri ben Chur lemate Yehuda, asa es kol asher tzivo Hashem es Moshe. And Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Chor, for the tribe of Yehuda, did everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. Remember again, Bezalel is the chief architect of the Mishkan. So the Torah HaKadosh tells us that he did everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe. Now Rashi HaKadosh is bothered by something interesting, which is, it should have just said that Bezalel did everything that Moshe commanded to him. Or what do you mean that Hashem commanded? Obviously, Hashem commanded Moshe Rabbeinu to do everything with the Mishkan. But Bezalel wasn't receiving his marching orders from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was receiving his marching orders from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu's marching orders comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, when speaking about Bezalel, it should have just said he did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded him. So Rashi HaKadosh, of course, says, quotes something amazing. So Rashi says there was a fascinating dynamic. What happened? That Bezalel did things that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't command him to do, but turned out to be the real will of God. So, for example, Rashi says as follows: So Moshe tzivo lasos tchila keilim v'achar kach mishkan. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave Bezalel the command to build the Mishkan, interestingly enough, he tells Bezalel, first, I want you to create the utensils. He gives him the obligation to create the menorah, the aron, the mizbeach, and then only afterwards does he give Bezalel the details for building the actual structure, the Mishkan itself, the structure which housed all of the utensils. Bezalel turns around to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Amarli Bezalel, minog ha'olam lasos tchila bayis, v'achar kach somim kelim b'socho. So Bezalel says to Moshe, my Rebbe, you know, I'm not disagreeing with you, but the natural way of the world is first you build a home, you build a structure, you build a domicile, and then you furnish the utensils to put inside of it. But if you make the utensils first, and you have nowhere to put them, there's no structure, there's no Mishkan, then the utensils are going to be lying around with nowhere to go. So therefore, Bezalel says, perhaps it's better to go ahead and first create the Mishkan, the structure, and then ultimately the utensils afterwards. And Amarli Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what, you're right. That is indeed what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had initially told me. Bezalel el hayisa. You must have been standing in the shadow of God. In other words, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to Bezalel, you're right. You're right. In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to first construct the structure and then afterwards the kelim. And that's why the pasuk says that Bezalel did everything asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Bezalel did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe to do. Moshe told Bezalel to create the utensils and then the structure. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu really initially told Moshe, construct the structure and then the utensils. And Bezalel understood intuitively that the Ratzon Hashem, the will of God, was first create the structure, then the utensils. So the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiva Shalom, asks a very simple question. He says, obviously, there's something deeper that's occurring over here. There's some type of profound debate that is happening between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bezalel. And the Shaila is, what is it? What is, as we say, the Nekudas HaMachlokas, what is it that they're arguing about? What is it that is the point of contention? And the Slonim Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to read to you, Lo ta'am Moshe chas hashalom b'seid ha'ziyasam. It's not the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake. Right? It's not that he made a mistake ultimately and got mixed up which should go first. But rather, again, gam lo shachach keitzad nitztaveh. He also understood that God said make the structure and then the utensils. So why did he command Bezalel to make the utensils first? Ele hevin medivrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki ikar ha'ikarim hi penimiyas ha'kedusha. See, Moshe Rabbeinu understood that what was the ikar of the Mishkan? The ikar of the Mishkan was the menorah, was the aron, was the shulchan, was the mizbeach. These were the items that were the ikar. Why? Because these are the items that symbolized what the Rebbe calls the penimius, the soul of the Mishkan. What was the essence of the Mishkan? The essence of the Mishkan was the Aron, was the Torah. The essence of the Mishkan was the menorah, illumination, inspiration, hislavus, zrizus. This was the ikar of the Mishkan was not the walls. The ikar of the Mishkan was not the curtains. Those were the necessities in order to create the boundaries of a structure, in order to house the panemius. But the ikar of the Mishkan, the primary role of the Mishkan, the primary job of the Mishkan, was to house the panemius, was to ultimately, again, the neshama, the soul. You see, the utensils of the Mishkan highlight each of them in their own way. The mission of the Mishkan, and by extension, the mission of the Jew. So the Aron teaches us that the mission of the Jew is to create or to make sure that Torah is central to our existence. Like I just said before, the menorah makes sure that we have to be illuminated, inspired. We have to be on fire about our Yiddishkeit. The shulchan represents the idea, men kemach in Torah, that we have to make sure that we see to our own material needs, the material needs ultimately of our fellow Jew. Each of these utensils represented a core concept in the panemius, in the insides, in the inner beauty of the Jew. And so Moshe Rabbeinu understood that the panemius are the ikar, the chitzonius, what do the chitzonius represent? It's the walls. Of course you need walls, you need a roof, you need a structure, but that's secondary. Therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, when constructing the Mishkan, gives Bezalel the instruction and tells him, listen, first construct the panemius, and then we'll construct the chitzonius. First build it inside out. Because if you don't start with the panemius, if you don't start with the core values, then the structure runs the risk of being devoid of holiness. But what happens? Achin Bezalel ta'alu umaso ki yesh liyitzar tchilas ha'avira ha'matima le'panemius zu. So Bezalel said something, he says, Rebbe, I think that sometimes in order to foster the proper panemius, in order to foster the proper internal spirituality, you must create the proper framework and structure to be able to support that. Yesh lahachshir makom miyuchad lahasharas kiddush she'ila v'rak az yicholim lahavi esakelim la'avir ha'olam. He says, Rebbe, if you do not create the chitzonius, if you do not create the proper framework, the proper misgeret, the proper structure, ultimately for the panemius, for the internal kiddusha, then the internal holiness dissipates. You have to create the structure first, and then ultimately build the kelim of panemius afterwards. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Bezalel el hayisa. You are absolutely right. That is indeed what the Ribono Shel Olam wants. First create the chitzonius, first create the externalities, first create the framework, and then afterwards you can create the panemius. So Rabbeinu says, what does this mean on a deeper level? So what the Slam Rebbe is teaching us, Rebbe says, I think is a two-pronged lesson. Number one, we all have to create our utensils of our Mishkan. We have to create our panemius. We have to create our inner inspiration, our inner drive and want for Torah, our inner chesed, everything that the utensils of the Mishkan represent, we have to create and cultivate within ourselves. But to create that panemius, to create that inner kiddusha, you have to create for yourself in life the proper life framework. If the walls are not up, then there is nowhere for the utensils to call home. What does it mean, this framework in life? It refers to what we call all of the supporting activities of our lives, which nurture and foster a sense of kiddusha. What happens in my home? What are the influences I allow within my walls? Who are my friends, right? My peer group is incredibly important. What are the social activities I engage in? What's the lifestyle I make for myself? Those are the walls of my existence. The lifestyle I make for myself, the people I associate, the way I speak, the circumstances I allow myself to be placed in, those are the chitzonius. Those are the walls of the Mishkan. And if the walls are not created first,
There's nowhere to put your menorah, your shulchan, and your aron. If you don't create the misgeret, the framework of a proper life embedded in kedusha and embedded in growth, you can have a beautiful aron kodesh, but it's going to be sitting by the curb. You can have a beautiful menorah of personal illumination, but it's going to be sitting in the middle of a vacant field. I have to create, says the Son of the Rebbe, says Bezalel, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. You have to create the walls of your Mishkan. You have to create the walls of your life, the framework of your life. You know, sometimes we look at Yiddishkeit, and it's interesting, especially, you know, from a man's perspective, there are so many things that we're obligated to do day in and day out. Daven three times a day, daven with the minyan, all these things. And the truth is, a lot of times these are the things that often we do by rote, and sometimes lack any type of real depth or meaning. So you ask yourself, why does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want me to become a robot? So of course the answer is, you shouldn't become a robot. We should try to find meaning in everything. But even if I don't find meaning in everything, those daily activities create the walls of my Mishkan. When I daven every single day, when I daven with a minyan, I go to shul, when I create for myself a structure of my life, those are the walls of my Mishkan. When I'm koveya itim l'Torah, when I set aside time to learn every single day, and when I say my kapit l'chavtam, whatever it is that we do, men, women, children, whatever we do every day in a regilus, in a habituated sense, that creates the walls of our Mishkan. And where there are walls, there's a structure, there's a framework. And when there's a structure, there's a framework, then I can create my Aron Kodesh. Then I can create my menorah. Then I can create my shulchan. But in the absence of the walls, in the absence of the structure, there's nowhere to place everything. So much of our Yiddishkeit is about building the proper walls of our Mishkan so that we can house the beautiful utensils of personal actualization and personal spirituality. This was the tension between Moshe and Bezalel. Moshe said, build the kelim, build the inner parts first, build the panimius first, and then you'll do the chitzonius, then you'll build the walls. Bezalel says, no, Moshe, you'll excuse me, but I don't think that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you. Because in life, you have to build your walls, you have to build your structure, and then and only then can you nurture the beautiful internal holiness of the utensils. But I think if we take this one step further, along the same lines, what it also tells us is as follows. You know, I have to imagine when you looked at the Mishkan, you were not inspired by the walls. It's not the walls. You didn't walk into the Mishkan, wow, look at those walls. I've never seen walls like that. They were walls. There are walls like any other wall. Right? I'm sure the silver sockets that they sat in on were beautiful, but there are walls like any other wall. And I think what the Rebbe is also teaching us is something amazing. So we all want to live inspired lives, and we all want to feel the light of the menorah, you know, the incredible outstretched wings of the Kruvim, the Torah sitting in our hearts. Sometimes the path to spirituality is paved with very undynamic, uninspired activity. Sometimes the way, ultimately, again, that we become on fire about something is by engaging in ongoing daily activity. See, the walls themselves are not inspirational. The walls themselves are not overwhelming. But if you build them, you create the space for dynamic activity. Sometimes when we want to become inspired, we're looking for like a light switch. I'm looking for something to kindle that spark of spirituality. And sometimes the way ultimately to kindle the fire of your inner menorah is by building your walls day in and day out. Sometimes the pathway to spirituality is paved with incredibly uninspired activity. But if you keep at it, if you keep doing it, if you push yourself for the regilus, for the habituation, for the commitment, the inspiration comes along. Build the walls of daily life. Build the walls of daily commitment. And in Emirat Hashem, you'll find your inspiration. This is the beautiful message of the Rebbe. And this is the beautiful machlokes. And it is a beautiful machlokes of Moshe and Bezalel. Moshe, the great Navi, who was kulo kadosh, just wants to go right for the panimius, right for the utensils. And Bezalel tells him, Rebbe, that may work for you, but it doesn't really work for the rest of us. For the rest of us, if we want the beautiful inspiration, we have to be willing to create the proper constructs of life, to look at how we're living, what we're doing, the kind of people we are. Are we creating the right walls, the right framework for our lives? And to recognize that sometimes if you want to be inspired in life, you don't start with the menorah. You start by building the walls of daily commitment. You start by building the walls of daily regularity of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you build the walls, and they're sturdy, and they endure, then you could definitely count on the fact that the menorah, the shulchan, the mizbeach, will be a welcome addition to the walls that you have built. If you build your walls of daily life, the inspiration of the beautiful utensils is sure to follow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day, a guten chodesh, and a guten Erev Shabbos.